you know, a lot of people are not in the field, or maybe people coming in the field like fellows might find it interesting to see so many docs, quote, emotionally attached to patients. You look like you're a pretty happy, content person. How do you make that happen?
Yeah, experience definitely teaches that. I mean, medicine in general, but oncology, Neil, is a privileged subspecialty we do. I really, really believe that. I teach my patients correct, but they teach me a lot. And they taught me a few years into this how to establish a very good balance between, you know, work and life and family and everything else. It is a very, very humbling experience to see these patients going through it. When you compare what you go through every day to what they go through, I mean, you will be ashamed to complain. And honestly, I think this is a very important teaching point to me, looking these people into the eye and sitting with them. Like, you know, Neil, giving chemotherapy and ordering stuff. I mean, we click a couple of buttons in our electronic medical record. You have the regimen, and the pharmacists take care of everything else. The nurses give the chemo. Therefore, we really, it's not the main part of what we do, taking care of these patients. It is those, whether 5 or 10 or 15 minutes you spend with these patients before they go to the chemo room, that is so important. And these patients attach importance to every word we tell them. And you become so grounded as a human being because you need to be consistent. You need to know that they are the patient. Sometimes these patients need to tell us, I can tell you're not having a good day. What's going on? I mean, honestly, it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, you are the person with cancer and you are taking, and they tell me, no, we really want to know, are you taking care of yourself? I had a lot of people telling me that. Are you taking care of yourself? It's like, okay, yes. When are you taking vacation? I mean, I never thought a patient would ask me that with cancer.
Fascinating.